hierarchy of needs of Maslow. An essay on the theory of the hierarchy of needs of Maslow. According to the theory of Maslow, which is accepted by many as well-established theory, the hierarchy of needs of the human consists of five general categories. 1. Physiological needs. Safety needs. 3. Social needs. 4. Esteem needs. And 5. Self-actualization. 1. Physiological needs. Hunger, thirst, sleep, need of physical health, etc. Number 2. Safety needs. Security, shelter, etc. 3. Social needs. Belonging to society or a group. 4. Esteem needs. Being distinguished as a useful member of society or the group one is associated with. 5. Self-actualization. To understand our true natures and become what we really are. In understanding the true nature of human needs, we should first explain the difference between a true need and a false need. The need for food and nourishment in a normal sense for the satisfaction of physiological demands can be defined as a true or real need. But the constant need of food because of nervousness or for some psychological deficiencies is a false need. Also, a true need is one which, if not fulfilled or if the situation is not provided for a long period of time, death or the destruction of the human life results. But a false need is one which will not result in natural death, but will create desperation and unhappiness. A person who is deprived of food or lives in an unsafe situation will most probably die of hunger, disease, injury, etc. But a person who is desperate for food because of a false need will feel anxiety and unhappiness, but he will not die. In fact, that feeling of great desire for food is a psychological defense against the desire of the soul to see its true being. It is from the fear of going through a struggle or even opposing the many psychological setups in the environment in order to be released from those psychological problems. This person intuitively knows that to become actualized means to stand for his own rights. But he is not strong enough to do that, so he directs that deficiency toward believing that he can gain the lost happiness of being actualized by overeating. Also, the needs for belonging and esteem can be categorized as false needs, because if they are not fulfilled, the death of the person in a natural way will not result. He might commit suicide, but that is of ignorance, not because the need is true. As in the case of the person who overeats because he does not want to stand for his birthright, which is to know his true self, or the person who desperately needs to belong to a group and feel its support, or the person who requires recognition and respect, esteem, all these needs can be categorized as false needs. The reason is because only a person with a false ego seeks support and attention from others, from outside, instead of accepting himself as he is and developing his talents and abilities. Therefore, respect comes because he is worthy to receive it, not because he needs it and is ready to do whatever is necessary to gain it. Also, he will enjoy the company of others and will participate in group activities, not because he needs to be in groups, but because he realizes that greater achievements can be gained through collective endeavors. This person can also create deeper interpersonal relationships with the group's members because he is not desperate for the false needs of belonging. Therefore, he can enter into a relationship without anxiety. So the relationship will be based more on a true feeling rather than a nervous one, from a desperate need of being accepted. Therefore, as we can see, a moderate need for physiological satisfaction and safety can be recognized as the true need of the human. Any desperate need to belong to some group or to be recognized in the group when the person is ready to do anything to gain that recognition is a false need. However, an actualized person can enjoy the company of others because he can create deep interpersonal relationships which will help both partners to grow through deep understanding of each other. Also, he will enjoy being recognized and respected by the group or society, not because he needs it, but because his true merit is worthy to be recognized. Even in this stage, a realized person knows that his talents and worth is nothing to be attached to, because it has been given to him by the Lord to be used for the good of all. Therefore, the need of belongingness and esteem are related to the false ego, which is the lower nature of man. These cannot be categorized as real true needs. True needs are only physiological and safety needs, which should be provided for all people who are born in the universe. Self-actualization are better. Ego actualization is the goal. It also cannot be categorized as a need, but is the goal of the life. The actualized ego is related to the higher nature of man. To reach the higher nature, higher consciousness, divinity, pure consciousness, etc., is the purpose of life. Only people in their higher natures, self-actualized, can create effective groups or worthy of being recognized or respected for their true achievements. They can create deep relationships with each other and the groups, and they can work toward what they are made to be, not toward what society or their parents think they should be. Only then do belongingness and esteem also become actualized rather than false needs. That is why it is so important to create such a society where each person can be sure of receiving his basic needs, physiological and safety, and a system that will help each person to grow physically, mentally, and spiritually. Then it is the responsibility of each person to strive and struggle to actualize his ego and find his place in society, in order to help others toward the goal. With this setup, the whole universe will be utilized for the advancement of all unit consciousness toward higher and eventually pure consciousness. That is when the whole universe will joyfully march towards the goal to become divine. It is so important that parents, teachers, educational systems, and society as a whole be very careful to prevent any false ideals from being set up for the children and youth, so that they search for their higher natures. They should be taught self-control and be encouraged to discipline the self, be sincere, and to direct their attention to the higher self rather than the lower. Failure to do so will lead humanity towards disasters and self-destruction, which is always the byproduct of following the lower nature of man. Therefore, we can conclude that the true needs of man are 1. A healthy, moderate need for physiological processes, thirst, hunger, air, rest, etc., but not sex, which has a multi-purpose function, is more spiritual, and can be controlled. and safety needs. Belongingness and esteem are false when they become needs, but will be a source of joy in life when used for the growth of individuals and the progress of society and the human. Self-actualization, ego actualization is the goal of the life, and enough inspiration should be created for all to achieve it. This essay was also a brief explanation of the true needs of man and is written to distinguish between false needs and true needs. Its understanding requires a deep realization, and to achieve its goal, a great environment is needed which enables each person to become what he truly is. It should also be realized that it has not been suggested that groups or societies are unnecessary for man, and he should go away from them to become self-actualized. In contrast, groups and society are a must for a person to understand the realities of life, the universe, and to become ego-actualized. However, also solitude thinking, concentration, and inspiration will help when there is a balance between them and sociability. Another point which should be mentioned is that sex is not categorized as a physiological need. There are many reasons for this. First of all, sexual energy can be controlled, and even its desire can be overcome by techniques such as right diet, exercises, meditation, fasting, use of cool water, etc. Sex is not a basic need. Natural death will not occur from abstinence. Secondly, sex has multiple purposes in addition to physiological discomfort when it is not controlled or a satisfaction when it is released. Sex is a psychological ethereal relationship between two persons in a marriage. Its most important purpose is to create children. It is a union of a man and woman, physically, mentally, and spiritually, etc. Thirdly, through marriage, sex is a way of creating the unit blocks of families in society and a proper environment to raise the children. Therefore, to look at sex as only a physiological need will result in ignoring other more important aspects of sexual relationships. That is why sex is not a basic need for man, but is a means for spiritual progress. In addition, the hierarchy of needs proposed by Maslow can be related to the spiritual center chakras in the body. The physiological and safety needs, survival needs, are related to the first chakra, which is one of the most important spiritual centers or psychological centers. The Kula Kundalini spiritual force resides in this chakra. The social and belonging needs are related to the second chakra, which also controls thirst, hunger, and sexual energy. It is one of the most powerful chakras in the lower nature, the first three chakras in the human. The esteem, struggle for power, and prestige needs are related to the third chakra in the navel area. Therefore, all these needs are related to the lower nature of man, which can be controlled by overcoming this lower self. However, moderate physiological and safety needs are necessary for human existence. It is true that even physiological and safety needs can be overcome, but the amount of effort necessary to do so makes it neither practical nor desirable. That energy and endeavor can instead be utilized for the good of humanity. from the fourth chakra, the self-actualization process starts, and the sixth and seventh chakras, man reaches pure consciousness. Also, one more thing should be realized, and that is the difference between a self-actualized person and a spiritual person. A self-actualized person is content with what he does and is satisfied with what he is. An inspired person is one who stands for truth of all opposition. And he is not only content with what he is, but also would like to see all become what they can become. And I'll end here with the reading and give the mic up to the room. Salam, everyone.